Last year, Americans ate 32 billion chicken wings. Who knows just how many helpless sides of celery were heartlessly thrown away? But this year, celery neglect can stop with you and irresistible Jif peanut butter. Because you can make a snack to make a difference. You can buy a jar of Jif to save the celery. So please, don't let celery be decoration for wings. Tap the banner to save the celery.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to High Five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Off the ball, GAA.
But the reason we carry a smaller panel is because some players can't live to those standards and cultures that we're trying to achieve.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball, breakfast.
With Optimum Nutrition, there's more of you in you. Unlock it with the world's number one sports nutrition brand.
I'm here to talk about the Women's Six Nations.
Yeah.
On the weekend gone by.
Some takeaways?
I've got a few top performers.
Yeah.
Because it was weird. I thought we played very well. Obviously, we didn't get the result. A lot of the chat wasn't negative, but it wasn't totally positive. But now I know that kind of comes from Scott Beeman's post-match interview that was like, we don't want any pity parties here. We're a serious nation and we want to be taken seriously. But I think there was a lot of positives to be taken away from that match. So while I crack on, I've got three top performers and a few talking points as well.
It's also happy birthday to Aoife Wiff today.
She might make it.
She didn't make our birthdays list, I noticed, but
she will now.
Do you know how old Aoife Wiff is? Did you read it in all the papers today?
I didn't see the age, no.
She's 22, happy birthday. Still only 22, it's unbelievable.
It's crazy. I'll start there, Aoife Wiff. She's an absolute star, isn't she? It doesn't take a rugby fan to tell how good she is. She gets two tries on the day herself, and particularly her first try is just like, it absolutely epitomises her rugby game. She gets the ball at the back of the line out. She gets hit quite early by two big French players, absorbs the contact, explodes through it and gets over the line. You'd be kind of deceived by her because she seems to play quite violently, but she's actually a really, really intelligent rugby player. Something that I've actually noticed is that for her type of game, you'd often see like she's a bit like a Maratoji character in that she has a lot of ruck involvement, a lot of maul involvements. She's constantly looking for turnovers. But the thing is, the trade-off of that generally is that you'd lose a lot of penalties and you know, just poor discipline around it. Mm-hmm. But she gives away very few penalties. And for her, like you say, she's 22 years of age. You can't really teach that. And it's kind of invaluable to a rugby team if you can have someone that consistently provides turnovers without giving away penalties.
Ask a very unusual question when we're talking about someone as a 22-year-old. But is she the complete player already? Does she have room for improvement in your eyes?
Absolutely.
So I'll reword that. Everyone has room for improvement.
But
are there areas of her game that are underdeveloped?
I was thinking about this last night. Like I say, she's very high rugby IQ. You can tell how she plays the game. She had a brilliant turnover in the mall where she just... It's like even the biggest rugby fans won't really know what happened. She kind of just went through the middle of the mall and then next thing you know, she's at the other side with the ball in her hand. You're like, how did she do that?
What is that? It's a pure strength, but it has to be something more beyond because there's a lot of strong rugby players out there.
It's getting yourself in the right position.
Body shape and technique.
Yeah. And just hard work.
there's also an element of desire, right?
Yeah, 100%. There's...
A lot of rugby players would have all of those attributes, wouldn't they? So what makes Aoife Wiff so special?
Well...
Because she clearly is.
I think if you remember the year that we won the Grand Slam for the first time in 2009, like... O'Driscoll scores tries in all the games, but some of the tries are from very close in. Uh-huh. And it's like anybody could have done it.
Yeah.
But he's the only one who did.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, totally.
And so it's not like people remember the flair and the passing ability, but it's also just doing the thing that needs to be done.
Yeah.
And Like, sometimes that's brute force. And like the truly great players just decide, I'm going to do this thing. I'm like, everybody's arsing around.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, it's really interesting because was it Brian Clough's famous advice to Roy Keane is you can control the ball and you can pass the ball and you can run around, do all those things. And he did that better than anyone else, but they can all do it. And I guess that's what Aoife Wafer is. Does she do anything that's extraordinary?
Well, I think she's an extremely dominant ball carrier. Now, does she do it better than anyone in Six Nations? Probably not. There's a few English players there, definitely some French players that are just as good. But it's like that. She's so well-rounded and she's so across the park. Like, she's everywhere. I often think this about Josh van der Vleer, is that if you look at a lot of Ireland's just greatest tries in the last 5-10 years, you'll always just see van der Vleer kind of in and around. He might not score a try, he might not assist it, but he's always there. It's the exact same with her, but she actually gets on the score sheet quite a lot as well. But she's just everywhere. Like that's what you'd say about her. She's just everywhere. Mm. And like that can't be understated because she's a serious engine. You know, they often say that best player on the pitch is your seven. Now, she did play at eight at the weekend, but she generally comes on at seven or starts at seven. And she is exactly that. She's the best player on the pitch by some way, I think.
Is she in a World 15?
Well, she was voted in last year, yeah.
Still.
And I think there's no reason she's not over the next few years as long as she stays fit. Not enough. It's a rugby IQ and she's the power of like a second row, like the finishing ability of a James Lowe. Like, you know, she seems to never really get held up over the try line, which is a really common thing in rugby these days.
Yeah.
So, you know, her importance can't be understated to the team at the minute.
You know what's music to dogs' ears? Delivery. Playtime. And Simparica Trio. Simparica Trio means getting outside and having fun, knowing your dog is protected. It's the first monthly chewable that protects dogs from heartworm disease, ticks and fleas, round and hookworms. This drug class has been associated with neurologic adverse reactions, including seizures. Use with caution in dogs with a history of these disorders. Be sure to tap to read the full prescribing information. Ask your veterinarian about Simparica Trio. Tap or visit SimparicaTrio.com to learn more.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit HighFiveCasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, next segment.
I've got Niamh Jones, our hooker. She's fresh off a PWR title with Gloucester Hartbury just the other week. She only played 55 minutes of the game at the weekend, but she's so similar to Aoife Wafer that she's just around the park. There's a video of her playing the Premiership some point during the season, and it just follows her for a few minutes, and she's makes a tackle, gets back up, hits again. She's in the ruck, she wins the ball. She's carrying. She is just an unbelievably well-rounded player. She's a very modern hooker. But at the same time, she's a great thrower. She's got an interesting throw that she's actually towards the bottom of the stat groups in terms of pace and spin rate when it comes to her throws. But she doesn't really seem to miss them. So that's an interesting stat. And yeah, she gets a try at the weekend as well. At the back of a line-out, I think... If Aoife Wafer wasn't there, she's our most important player because she just gets through so much work around the park and does so many jobs. And she was brilliant at the weekend in her 55 minutes or so.
I wonder, is your third point going to be what I want to ask? Go on.
My third person?
Yeah.
Stacey Flood.
Okay. Go ahead, Stacey Flood.
Stacey Flood, yeah, she had a brilliant 70 minutes, and I think just towards the end, I don't know if it was a bit of fatigue maybe, it was kind of a question as to whether she or who would start at 15. So she made a couple of errors in the last 10 minutes in terms of kicking decisions. She had a kick over the top that I think it was Aoife Dalton chased, and she was never really able to get back inside. France get a penalty. They kick it through the posts, and it goes, I think the score goes to 20-15 to France, and you're looking and you've got 9 minutes left and now you need a try. So then we kind of try and gamble, and then they end up scoring a try. So it's kind of like... that was a poor decision, but her first 70 minutes were excellent. She's top of the carries. She's top of the metres carried. She's top of the passing stats. She was all over the place as well. She's a incredible tackler, very consistent tackler. And like I said, there was questions around the 15 jersey before this, but I don't think there is now. She's definitely locked in for the rest of the Six Nations, should she stay fit. I think she's a great example of how important our sevens programme is and how the emphasis on that has really, really helped the 15s team in the long run. She's quite similar, not to go back to the men's team again, but very similar example to Hugo Keenan, who spent years in the sevens programme, really improved his playmaking and his kicking and his passing, and now it's translated brilliantly to the 15s game, and we saw that at the weekend. What was your question?
My question was about Dan O'Brien, right, and her kicking. And like anyone could have a bad day at the office. So I feel almost bad like picking on this person in particular because she left 6 points behind. But for you looking at it, is it, what's the problem? Is it technique? Is it difficult angles? Is it mentality? We can't know the latter, but what do you think? What do you think
was? I don't think there's one problem. I think they weren't bad misses in terms of like you'd be looking at the way maybe she's putting the ball on the tee or maybe the way she struck it on the day. I think it's a tough one. She's normally a brilliant striker of the ball, and she has a brilliant strike when you watch her.
Yeah, we've seen it.
It was Aoife Wafer's second try is quite close to the post, and you're thinking, right, she'll get this one. And she doesn't. And it proved really important because then at that stage, it's 15-17. If she hits those three conversions, 21-17, you're actually looking at a very different game because France don't really have the option to go down and just kick a penalty like they did and push the score out. They actually have to go down and get a try. I don't know. I don't think there's any one problem. I think she'll come out against Italy this weekend and she'll probably kick 3, 4 out of 5, say, if we score 5 tries. I think there is one thing. I was looking at the kicking stats from the weekend. Mm-hmm. There may be a thing. She's a very heavy burden in terms of just general kicking out of hand and how much she has to kick, which takes a lot of... It's probably an underrated thing in rugby. It takes a lot out of you to drop back into the pocket and kick. And there's only three of her players actually kicked during the game last weekend. She kicked 19 times. Stacey Flood kicked 11. And Enya Breen kicked 1, which went down the full, and it was kind of a forced kick that she didn't really look like she wanted to take. So I wonder if it's just a thing of having to kick too much. I don't know. It's a tough one because, you know, like I say, she'll come out next week and she'll probably fix it. But it's one of those things that it won't be hard to fix, and it hopefully won't happen again.
All in the game saying Emma King is a class goal kicker.
Yeah.
Emma Singh.
She was in my fantasy team actually at the weekend. She's brilliant. But she's not their starting 15. That shows their depth. They still have the World Player of the Year to come back in.
They have like two sets of 15s, don't they? Because they're looking ahead to the Rugby World Cup.
Yeah.
So they're almost not quite experimenting with the Six Nations, but they could actually still win it.
They're almost looking past it the way some of the chatter has been, to be honest, about the bigger picture and all this type of thing. It's interesting. Like they do obviously have the heartbreak of the last World Cup, in which they lost in the final, which they should have won. But I'd be careful. Like, they didn't necessarily hammer, they did on the scoreline hammer Italy, but not as much as you would expect. It was 34-5 or 38-5.
Is the worry there they might have not their act together, but they'll experiment a bit, England, and by the time we play them, they'll be full throttle?
Potentially. We played them in the third round of fixtures.
They also have bigger fish to fry at home World Cup.
That's what I'm saying, that they're experimenting with.
Like, they're going to win the Six Nations more likely, but in a world where they don't and they mess up the game against France or maybe us, whoever it is, surely that affects them going into the World Cup. You're not as confident as you would be on any given year.
Yeah,
to be seen. That's all. It's all hypothetical.
All right, there are good stuff.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit HighFiveCasino.com. That's casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.